hear what they say. Oh no, we're on our way. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality.
Welcome everyone to Escape to Reality Podcast with Justine.
And Geneva, we're back. Talking Summer House, the only thing on Bravo we watched this week. I did not watch the last part of the reunion of Beverly Hills.
I didn't watch any of the reunions except for little bits and pieces here.
That's great.
I watched Miami. I watched Miami. I watched more of that. That was a great reunion.
Oh, the show fuck. Maybe I'll go back and watch it. What happened?
God, who can remember? They're fighting about people doing coke at somebody's wedding.
That
was good. They just really have, it's a real Housewives. It's not like Beverly Hills Hollywood bullshit.
Right. Okay. I'll go back.
I like to see Nicole pregnant too. It brings me back to Teresa Giudice being pregnant at reunions. We need more women who are childbearing age who are pregnant at reunions. Okay. That was fun. That was a nice part of Jersey, wasn't it?
It's an odd requirement.
To see people pregnant, it's like they're not on their last leg. The fact that Sutton is 49 years old,
she's 49.
That's what I heard.
No, that is not right. That is fake news. Oh, this is like my aunt the other day was like, "Did you know that Meryl Streep died this week?" I was like, "What?"
I love that. Oh, and she's my 52. Dad, okay, I don't know why young. 49.
My dad
52
walks up,
going on 75.
That's 52. She doesn't.
That's
look
a
52.
Drunk 50. That's an alcoholic 52. That's a shriveled definitely. Up. Yeah.
Oh yeah. So my aunt got her fake news from Facebook. She's like fake shit on there. She's believing it. Meryl Streep's dead.
Like, I
Jesus
wish.
Christ.
No,
Google
no,
it.
I'm joking.
You're the worst. Yeah, that's a rough.
Kyle
52.
Richards, 55. Erica Jane, 52.
Sutton seems 10 years older than them.
Dorit, 47.
Hmm.
Garcelle, 57.
Garcelle looks the best out of all of them.
Crystal Minkoff, 41.
That's young.
She's like Serena, the big 6'0".
Wow. All right. Should we get into Summer House?
Let's look up the Summer House ages.
Kyle's like 42. He feels.
I just can't believe
Lindsay.
That I ever liked Lindsay now.
Me
just
too.
Just the tone of her voice is making me sick.
I have such issue with how she's navigating this situation. I can't even tell you. Like, the pompousness and how she is manipulating every conversation and flipping it around and being like, she's aggressive. It's like, do you not understand foundationally how fucked it is, how you're acting? Like, she really doesn't get it. And it's, Carl is, I don't even know how he isn't flipping the fuck out on her, and you see it. He's emotional about it. When he was crying with the guys outside by the pool talking about it, it's just like, look what you're doing to this man that you supposedly love, will be your best friend, whatever.
And
she calls
like,
him
I'm
baby.
About to go get maybe I'll drink a whole thing of lover boy
and
or
lover
whatever.
Boys, right?
She's gonna send him off the edge. Are you happy, Lindsay, you piece of shit? Go sit there at the end of the table all drunk and cracked
drunk.
Out. You don't want to be someone's wife.
Just the way she was is at dinner, she had a martini. She's like, what do you guys think about martinis? Then they go to dinner and she's just wasted. She's knocking over drinks. It's like, this isn't cute when you're in a drinking crowd and your fiance is sober. It's just crazy. And then her being like, are you on weed? It's like, Lindsay, shut the fuck up. Weed nowadays, like, if somebody's not doing cocaine and getting blacked out and they're smoking weed, leave them alone.
A drug.
It's crazy.
Are you on drugs? And then she tries to backpedal. She can never apologize for being a psychopath.
She really cannot. She is incapable of just saying, I fucked up. She has to flip it and turn it. And like, I now have, I love Paige more. I love Ciara more. Like, I just, it's crazy how I'm now looking at all of her past behavior in a different light and just being like, she's always actually been trash. She has. She's
she
mean
has.
To everyone. Mean to Amanda, mean to, like, yeah, she
mean
didn't
to Danielle,
though.
Even though Danielle's a nightmare.
Oh, Danielle, the Danielle one I excuse, because
Lindsay saying that Danielle's the one that called about Craig and Paige.
Yeah.
She's such garbage. And Danielle I would never associate with Danielle. If someone's calling up and doing that, is that going to come out? I hope Paige says something to Danielle. I hate snitches.
I didn't even believe that was true. I was just assuming she threw her under the bus.
I believed her. I think that she's just a piece of shit. You think that she did it?
I thought she was just dropping her name to like try to get in her good graces when it really was her. She's the one in PR who has all the press connections. That was her former career. I don't know what she does now, right. But that's like literally what she did. That's how I took it. But maybe you're right. Either way, it's disgusting.
Either way, both of them are gross. Right.
Yeah. And again, when Kyle is the voice of reason talking to someone and like
about relationships
and just, but you know, the one area that I trust him on is in Lindsay, because they were friends before all of this shit and he's seen her be horrible to Everett, be nuts on, like he's seen it all. You know, she's highly unreasonable. I love when he said that. It's like, she is. That's exactly what she is.
Why would Carl, I do give like 5% of this responsibility onto Carl. Why would he have ever gotten in a relationship with her? He knows she's a psychopath.
I know.
How did that ever happen?
Because I think when they got together, she was on her best behavior.
And she was
sober. She was like, let's go to work out every morning, babe. And like, let's make our healthy meals. Remember this whole last season? They were so boring because they were just like bringing food in and like
sabotaging their relationship. Either she's a drunk too, and that's ruining her life.
Part of it. Yes.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of my other thoughts here.
She poured a road drink. Did you see her walking around with the wine at like 11 a.m.? She's pouring wine to go. Like, it's the drinking is a problem and she doesn't want it. Like, and she thinks it's fine. And it's more about who her partner is than the raging to me. It's like, you're supposed to be in a different phase of life now.
And if you cared about Carl, you would. Carl's the type of person. It's not going to work with someone who's a drunk. I couldn't agree more.
Because also, though, he's not a lame. He's fucking out at the bars. He wants to have fun. He's barking like a dog. She's telling him she's going to throw back the ring. Like, she's just,
oh my
like,
God, she's such
an
trash.
Asshole. Just an asshole. It's horrible.
And so they signed a lease. She was on Watch What Happens Live. And he kind of is nice to her. And I kind of pissed off at Andy about that. So she's on Watch What Happens Live. He's paying half the lease still. And she's living there. And because they just signed a couple months before they broke up and she has no remorse. And so legally he's bound to pay. And then he's on Watch What Happens Live saying that he asked for the ring back illegally, which I am 100. Usually if it was in a different circumstance, I'd say that's a pussy move on the man's
part. I love when he said it was New York state law.
But I love it. Get anything you can from that wretched bitch.
I agree.
Especially if you're paying for that mortgage or that rent. Get your money back.
I almost wish we could have seen this before they broke up so that Carl would have had more sympathy when this shit went down. I still fault him for not pulling the plug like right here.
He'll get it now. But
the second weekend she did this, you should just be like, you know what, Lindsay, I'm good right now. Like, he should have done it much earlier. That's my only thing with Carl. It's like, we waited too long. We let ourselves get to the bridal shower. How did we get there?
How did from here? I wonder that it's the same.
Like, that's the question.
How did they get that far after that pool? And he's crying at the pool. How did it not break up the next Monday morning?
Even the conversation.
And signing another lease.
Right. When they went out to the winery or whatever. And she's just like, you're changing the narrative. I knew you weren't ready for a conversation. It's like, even then, he should have been like, fuck this. I'm out of here. And he's just breaking. You're crumbling. You could literally force it. You would push somebody to drink in this scenario. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, when he said that, like, I could fucking drink 10 Lover Boys and burn this house down. It's like, funny that Lover Boy's your choice, but concerning.
I'm gonna go blow a bunch of coke. I hope that he's on the season next year. She's dumped off. She is a bad person. I just can't believe that I ever was a hub houser.
I know.
And she was fun to watch, but now it's just, it's creeped over to another level. I can't wait till they're talking to his mom and her boyfriend who was going to marry them or whoever. Yeah. He says, I wouldn't marry you guys because it does.
Yeah.
Why would he let it go any further? It obviously is not. And this is on camera. I can't imagine what goes on when there's not cameras.
I think, unfortunately, he actually really loved her. And like, he, like, even when they're all kind of going in, he's saying it's unreasonable. He's like, yeah, you know, it's just like, I think it's like, he's like trying to give her grace at multiple times. And it's just like, what are we, look at who, look at this woman across from you at the table, wasted, telling you she's going to throw the ring back at you and just being an asshole. And then she accuses you of being on drugs again.
She seemed like the biggest loser at the end of the table, and everyone hates her. And you can feel everyone hates her there.
The energy. I know. And honestly, without her, I actually think this cast is gelling. I think it's working really well. I love West. I hope him and Ciara like make it. I think they're adorable. I love
Jesse and West hanging out. Like they have a kinship, and right away they're best friends. It's really
sweet. And I like their friendship. I think the dynamic of the cast is like, the dynamics are working really well. It's Lindsay that's bringing the dark cloud over all this shit. Me too.
I could see Lindsay being into a woman. Maybe.
Yeah, I could see that.
The way that she wanted to kiss Gabby and kind of mouth raped her there, allegedly. Mm-hmm. It was an aggressive kiss to lean into that and just sit in there.
Yeah, maybe that's what she needs. I don't know. She needs help.
I could
see
her being in a woman-woman relationship.
Yeah, maybe. Because
she's kind of, I don't know. I wouldn't be shocked.
I loved Amanda and her, like when she was talking to Amanda. Amanda's just like drunk eating her ramen, like unbothered.
Amanda.
Oh, Lindsay's going off.
I do have a problem with Amanda and Paige thinking it's okay to go to bed. You're on a TV show.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, what are you doing, Amanda? Go home.
Why aren't we filming these Uber rides where all these fights are happening?
Right.
Just get production
vehicles.
Why is
there not a Sprinter van? Right.
B. Why are we not filming at the club? Like, even I just want like a little bit more of a drunken montage. I don't need a whole night at the club, but I like seeing them like raging. It's fun.
Better than what we get in the kitchen.
Right. I agree.
Cooking up food. Who cares?
I know. I saw she put on Twitter or something that she was like, edibles plus something equals this. I was like,
who put
her
that?
Just like Amanda that she just pounded.
Maybe Amanda's
like,
baked. Maybe that's why she doesn't want to go out. That would make sense.
Right. It would make sense. Yeah, I don't know. It's just, I don't even know how Lindsay's active on, like, I see her put up Instagram stories about, like, the episode. I'm just like, what the fuck? How are you promoting this when you look like arguably one of the worst people ever? Just treating him like shit. It's crazy.
It is really something to see. I've never seen anything like it. I've never turned on someone so hard. No housewife, no one.
I know. I think that, like, I said, I think what I'm really, I think we like toxic people on reality TV. Like, we do like somebody who's like a little fucked up because they bring really great drama. Like, you know, that's kind of like that's in our wheelhouse of like, we like that type of character. But I don't know how, this is just, it's unforgivable. For your partner. It's not even like she's going in on somebody just in the house accusing them of being on drugs. This is the person you're going to marry.
Like, there's a Larsa who's a necessary cog in the wheel of Housewives.
Yes.
Who is asking people, how do you know you have cancer? And for some reason, I don't hate her the way that I hate Lindsay.
And, I know, that is true.
And I don't want to watch someone who is so nasty affect someone's real life. You can feel Carl's sincerity through the TV.
Yes, you can. And like, again, I give Carl major fucking credit. He waded his way just like Mike Sorrentino over the situation. Like, waded his way.
They're very similar.
Through reality TV to sobriety while staying on TV. That's hard.
They should have a TV show.
Yes.
Helping people. And him doing the little jump into the pool while the girls are talking was hilarious.
Was
I loved it.
Him barking when all the guys showed up, he's like, whoa, whoa. They're like barking. They're like, wow, Carl. Like, just like, you can tell he's dying to have fun. He does not want to be in this situation. He really doesn't.
I wish we knew that Carl was all. I was so naive to the world. And if we could go back to seeing Carl all drugged up.
You can go back.
I know.
Sure,
I never will.
Immediately.
But it's just funny. Watching it, I just thought he was a dick.
Yeah.
But he is, seems like a really nice. I mean, he has been through a lot. Just when he's getting up to go on his little run.
I know.
I feel
every
bad
day.
For grandpa.
I know. He's trying. And again, like, habits and routine are key for people in sobriety for success. And you see him. He's trying. He doesn't want to be fighting with Lindsay. He wants to go on his fucking run, you know?
Him and Lindsay have no sexual chemistry to me. No. I don't know.
Even remember how last year, like, when they were kissing, we were like, "Ugh!" It's just there is something extremely off there.
It was like they both thought that she kind of trapped him while he was in a vulnerable situation. Kind of. It seems like,
yes.
Even just when she's shitting all over, like, Carl needs to get a plan. He has like a year to get a plan. It's you're the one who are forcing him out of Lover Boy. I mean,
I agree with her with the sober bar. Get the fuck out of here. When she was like,
I'm going to say no to brick and mortar,
which I loved. I loved that terminology.
I do agree with her. But I agree 100%. Respect. And
yes,
it is so unattractive when a man does have no drive. And
but you're not supporting
him. Survive, right. But how's he surviving? And why are you planning a wedding if you're, how are you guys that broke? That's are you what, paying like, this mortgage?
It's what, one what thing again,
off of
you're shitting all over him. You're not like, Carl, how can I help you? Like, what do we need to, you know, she's not motivating him. She's not inspiring him. She's shitting all over any idea he has, not getting him connected. Savings? It's, I don't know what they're doing.
The money from the show. They're on the show. That is a job.
Yes.
But
still they seem, neither of them seem
they're
employed.
Paying what, 10 grand a month. He has to come up with, what was their mortgage? 14.
Yeah.
Or their rent, 14K ridiculous. Something.
Yeah.
So he's coming up with almost $10,000. Can you imagine?
No. It's really nuts.
A month?
Yeah. A month. Crazy.
Why make such bad decisions? When you're signing that lease, that was more crucial than getting married to this batshit crazy person. What would make you sign another year lease with this lunatic?
I don't know.
I could have seen him, I'm not making a joke of it, but him jumping off of the balcony because she would make you do that.
It's the lack of comprehension and like, it's like fighting with a crazy person.
Nastiness.
She doesn't understand. He's like, you said I was on. I did not say that, Carl. It's like, okay,
you did. You're on film, you psycho.
You're on film the first time and we know you did it again. And like, just where she's like, I mean, he's a fucking terrorist. He's like Sandoval. It's like, what are talking about?
Oh yeah, comparing him to Sandoval. He does nothing like Sandoval.
Doing drugs. Exactly. What, like, what comparison?
It would be like
if
he was screwing Danielle behind your back for a year.
Yes.
And
then he's Sandoval.
Didn't tell you.
Right. Shut up. He's telling you to stop fake accusing him of doing drugs. That is not a Sandoval move. Knock it off. Sandoval's on drugs allegedly. Which is like,
I do feel like this
come out on me. It's like, okay.
Well, a person that has a lot of people in their family who are sober, truly, like Lala, I do agree with Lala on this. I do think if you smoke weed, you should say you're California sober.
Yes.
Saying
yes,
you're completely sober is kind of a, weed does help you relieve a lot of, like,
yeah,
it is nice.
But I think if you're alcoholic and you say you're sober, to me, that means you're not drinking. That does not mean to me.
To me, it means you're sober. You're not altering your mind at all.
Okay.
Other than prescription. Like if you took like a, you know, even I guess Xanax and stuff like that, that's what he's on break from. Mm-hmm. To me, it means like.
You need the California in front. Yeah.
Or, but I just was surprised. And it is, I'm happy that he's, I don't want to nitpick him because it's a great achievement.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was shocked to hear that he smoked weed because he made it seem like he's stone cold sober.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah. I guess I just like, yeah, to me, if you're smoking weed, you know?
No. It's a slippery thing. It because weed to me is nothing too.
Right.
And it's so
but
different.
But I think it's
but
yeah, it's
you
so
are,
different.
You
I think
are
that's
altering your mind. You're not sober.
For sure.
Yeah.
But you're not
into
like,
cry,
cocaine,
like clean
alcohol.
Sobriety.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess. Yeah. The California sober distinction. I just.
But to me, weed is just as like addictive. It's not like gonna. But if I was smoking a ton of weed, maybe I'd be like, oh, I could have a glass. I think it is a little slippery, but it's interesting.
See, I could smoke
it's so different,
for
but yeah.
A year and a half and not ingest a single piece of alcohol.
Maybe
if you're an alcoholic and you're like, ooh, let me get high. And then you're like, ooh, I love this feeling. Remember that other feeling? Like, I
it
could see
makes
that.
It easier. Like, oh, I altered my mind here.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I just
yeah.
was shocked. I'm happy for him. And I don't consider weed. If you're saying, are you on drugs? To me, weed doesn't even.
No.
I thought coke.
Yes.
That's what my
that's
mind goes
too.
Straight to.
Yes. Yeah. And that's what she meant. That's the thing too. Like, and she said cocaine. You're like cocaine Carl. So it's not like she was like, you're like stoner Carl.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a mess.
It's interesting.
I do, Yeah, we'll see.
Like, it makes a lot of sense when Jamie Kennedy says he smokes weed and he's sober.
Jamie Kennedy?
So different. What? They're such a different type of, is it not Jamie Kennedy? That's from Jeff Lewis. What's his name? James Kennedy.
Oh, James Kennedy. Yes.
He's a different sobriety level, yes. Knowing that, yes, he smokes weed all, yes, day long versus, yes, Carl to me is like a, I would be shocked if the situation smoked weed.
Okay. Yeah. I think James is like barely sober to me.
Right. You know, right.
Like, I think there's, yeah, like there's like levels. I think James is on the extreme. Like, at any time he could be fucked up. Then, yeah, there's Carl. And then there's like a situation who I agree with you probably doesn't smoke. But he was also like, see, that's the other thing. Like, we rewatched those Jersey Shore seasons.
I never would have,
like,
thought he was on drugs.
Exactly. And he was like on drugs, like pills, drinking.
Like Carl, all of it. Sounds, yes, like. Carl's, yeah, laundry list of what he's sober, yes, from is fascinating.
Crazy. Crazy.
And it's, poor, sad, Carl, that the world, because weed is a medicine, that the world had programmed kids from when they're so young watching, yeah, Saved by the Bell say no, yeah, to dope, and even using, yeah, the word dope.
Yes.
It's a freaking plant that grows out of the, yes, and it's a medicine that could cure, yes, so many people, even if you do it right. You know, I thank God I'm not in the situation, but people give their kids weed for seizures and stuff, yes, you know, yeah, and it's been programmed that even, I'm sad that I think that, you know,
well, now
it's not a
turning
drug. Yeah.
I mean, again, what we've witnessed in our lifetime, from buying weed from the sketchiest people, right, alive to now being able to walk into a dispensary, is crazy.
It's
yeah, our lifetime.
It's life-changing, right?
We live both, okay, sides of
what
the coin.
What was I going to say? I wish, this is not Bravo, I wish that Jersey Shore would, mm-hmm, put their new seasons on a different station.
Platform.
Because, yes, I would love to watch it all, but I don't have MTV, and they make it a nightmare. MTV is like a whole different, yeah, world.
Yes, I agree.
You can't watch MTV anymore.
I know. It's annoying.
It's a disservice, because I would be watching every single episode every week if I could watch it.
Yeah.
I never even saw Sammy Sweetheart.
Right.
I would watch it.
It should go somewhere else, like you said. Like, it should exist elsewhere.
I wish it was on Netflix, or I wish that MTV would interloop with Hulu.
Yes. Or that. I don't know where they exist. Is it Paramount, maybe?
Oh, no. Maybe it is. That's
CBS? I don't know. It's all a mess.
Do you have cable? Do you have MTV?
I don't know if I have MTV. We do have cable, but we have like, I don't even know why we even have cable anymore, because we have all this other shit.
Sometimes
I should look.
It's just as cheap with your internet.
Right.
To just have, it is nice. My parents do that. And to be able to have just the regular channels, it is nice to have.
I never go to it. I'm going to recordings, or I'm going to a nap. Like, I'm never watching live TV.
And your recordings are off of what? The cable.
So that's off the cable.
So you're watching Bravo off the cable.
Yes, exactly.
So I watch all Bravo on Peacock.
Peacock. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I started Apples Will Fall on Peacock, which is like Annette Bening. It's like a murder mystery with kids.
I just saw Heather McDonald say it's like worse than any Lifetime movie she's ever watched. Do you agree?
So the first episode, I did tell Dorian, I was like, it feels cheesy, like I'll thug it out, but it felt really cheesy. So I don't know. We'll see.
That's what she said. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I also watched Poor Things last night with Emma Stone.
Okay. Is there a lot of sex involved, I heard?
Yeah. Really fucking weird movie. Like, visually nuts, wild storyline. She was phenomenal, though. I see why she won. Like, mm-hmm, she's such a star. I think about her from Easy A days. Oh, yeah. You see her whole nude.
Wow.
She's good.
I can't stand her voice.
Okay. I really like her. I don't know why.
Okay. She seems nice, but
I would never watch it again, but worth seeing for her performance.
I don't know.
All right. We're going to also drop our Seeking Sister Wife episodes, so keep your ears tuned for that. Coming soon. And we love you. We'll be back with Bravo. Anything else? Burning.
No.
All right. We love you. We'll be back.